today's verse is found in Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. And I'm reading from the New International Version. And it says, "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death." Okay, so, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil. So Jesus, he became flesh and blood, he became human, because he had to be human to die, and he had to be human to die for us on the cross, so that he could break the power the devil had on us. And that's what he did. He became human so that the devil could not hold us anymore. So he freed those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. So he freed us by dying, because if he didn't die, when we died our first death, we would be dead forever. It wouldn't be asleep. We would be forever dead, and so we would fear death, because we would know that after we die, there'd be nothing left. It'd just be over. But we don't have to fear death when we have Jesus, because it's not the end. When we have Jesus, and of course it's so sad when a family member dies, and you miss them so much, and it's just really hard to be without them and part from them. But when they die, you don't have to be afraid you'll never see them again, because you know that it's not like they're not going to stay dead forever. You know that you'll be able to see them again. And I think that we can apply this to our life by, obviously we shouldn't like jump off a cliff and be like, I don't fear death because I'm living in Jesus. But we don't have to be afraid that when we die, it's the end. We can trust that when we die, we'll be asleep, because we have Jesus and we're living in Jesus, and one day we'll be with him.